This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And I think they're much better than they used to be, right? They're in a much better place than they used to be. But you got to get back to being like that big time brand, like
That's exactly right.
A magnetic brand that is like, all right, we'll be willing to risk losing to you to get into a prime time slot on ESPN.
Right.
That's and if they don't view it that way, they're not going to do it. They're not going to, you know, if your brand's not big enough to get you on that stage, they're just not going to participate in it.
The Gonzaga thing was fun, you know.
That was just at such a different time.
Yeah.
They were two schools sort of in the same spot at that point.
They've kind of leapfrogged us.
Yeah.
Sucks.
It's the truth.
Yeah, it's true.
They've been more consistent and been at the top and more relevant.
Big Ten would be good if you get if you could get Illinois. Even if you could get Illinois and St. Louis, it'd be great, you know, or a Mizzou.
Yeah, Big Ten, I'm trying to think. They haven't had many series at all with Big Ten schools.
No, we haven't gotten in the mix with the Big Ten.
That's probably going to be like that.
That's tough.
Regionally, yeah. Like, there's just not a lot of history there between Memphis and Big Ten schools. So, you're just not going to get that, you know, built in connection.
I mean, that's the tough job for Veach, is to try to figure out these. Like, if you can get Illinois from Champaign, which is 7-8 hours, you know, a neutral and a one there or something. I don't know.
You know, the other part of this, too, is that it feels like it's penny.
Right.
Right. Like, a lot of times on the schedule and stuff, you'll leave that up to your. You know, your ops guy or whatever, Rodney Hamilton, or one
Rodney
of your assistants.
Somebody
Rodney
to take
Hamilton
the ball with it.
Had been the guy that was sort of putting these together. Mm-hmm. That kind of, and that, you know, he's not in the fold anymore. The staff's already pretty shorthanded in terms of the assistants.
Ah.
It's like it's all on Penny right now to make the calls. And
that's tough.
In Kenny Payne's case, he hadn't returned it yet. So, yeah, that's a tough spot
to
be in.
You need somebody focused on it.
It's all on your head coach.
Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah, you could use somebody in that spot, obviously, with connections.
Yep.
That's somebody that can get them done, especially these bigger ones. Because you need the bigger ones now.
And that's going to be anybody that Memphis can get on the schedule, it's going to be because of connections, mm-hmm. whether past connections or whatever. Like
connections to ESPN.
You know, that's why, like, you know, we thought when Penny got the job that you'd be able to use Nike, right? You get Michigan State. You get, you know, Duke.
No, I think your way that you mentioned is their best approach is they've got to stay, you know, relevant enough, be enough of a storyline in college basketball that it's ESPN that wants them, and to set up one of these one-offs with another school in this great coveted time slot. Yep. Like, that's your best hope rather than going out, knocking on doors, calling up Kenny Payne, asking, hey, will you play us?
Right.
It's going to be staying relevant and hoping that ESPN can put you.
It
feels like to me, it's because it's not like the old days, man.
You're in the non-power
We just
five.
Say, hey, come play us in a home and home, man.
Right.
We'll one off it. Everything's even. Everybody's got incentives. They got connections to ESPN.
Yep.
They're doing half of their non-conference scheduling for the program. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just a different world these days. So it's almost that ESPN relationship almost as important as anything in terms of getting the feature matchups in your place.
Yep. And the
better
way,
than calling yourself.
Yeah, and that's all a direct correlation to your success.
100%.
So it feels like if Memphis can get a Sweet 16 run here in the next couple of years, that maybe they could get
That's how you get
games.
There. That's how you get there.
It's a chicken and the egg thing.
And it was a good step last year. You know, you gotta get back to the tournament before you're even relevant, before anybody's gonna say you're relevant.
Because you're not a bye game.
But you gotta keep doing that.
You know? Like, let's take Alabama State, for example. They can play whoever the hell they want. They're playing Auburn. They're playing Memphis. They're playing Ole Miss. They're playing Alabama. They're playing all these teams because they are Alabama State, and they're going to get a paycheck to just be basically a fly on the windshield, you know?
Yeah, that's their role. Exactly, in this world of college athletics.
And you got games to fill. Memphis isn't that. Memphis can beat you, right? But then – are you going to get anything out of it? If you beat Memphis, what are you getting out of it, right?
It's not entirely different from the football situation. It's been the case for so many years.
Exactly.
It's not entirely different.
You need Memphis to, like, similar. Like, there was once upon a time, Memphis was in the top three every single year, right? Top five every single year with Cal. And that's why Cal was able, and for other reasons too, but he was able to get Arizona and Georgetown and Gonzaga and all these other teams because hey, we can pick up a top five non-conference win. Well, times have changed also in that you have all these preseason fields. Mm-hmm. You have all these different challenges in the Power Five. Like, the cheese has changed. So the job has gotten tougher. Like, I'll give Memphis that. Like, the job of getting these games has gotten tougher.
It is. But your fans don't want excuses. They want good games to go to
and
put butts in seats
and
go down.
And your responsibility is still to do that.
It's a tough gig.
Yeah.
But that's what you're paid to do.
Absolutely. You know? All right, Matt Moore's going to join us at 125. We'll talk to him. Is there an angle on this game he likes tonight, Boston and Miami? Get his thoughts on the rest of the series. If it does end up being Golden State and Boston, does he give Boston a chance to win that series? Who does he make the favorite? We'll ask him at 125. Jason and John, 90 Turn FM, ESPN. You brought this story to my attention about 3 minutes ago. I am totally fascinated by it. Ricky Williams.
You remember him, Brad?
Yeah.
So Mike Dicka traded everything to try to get him.
From the Saints, right?
Yeah.
Didn't he, like, wash out? He had, like, a little bit of a – he loved the 420 time. Mm-hmm. And, yeah.
A lot going on with Ricky.
Yep. Ricky could have – you know, he was just ahead of his time. You could smoke weed every day now, can't you?
Smoke weed every day.
Smoke weed every day.
Maybe did he buy a pot farm? Is that what you're about to tell me?
No, it's actually kind of interesting because Jason was thinking about doing the same exact thing.
Shoal wasn't.
Ricky Williams has legally changed his name.
Catch this, Brad.
To Eric Myron. Eric is his birth name, right?
Yep.
Uh-huh. So that's his first. That makes sense.
That's normal.
But he is now Eric Myron, which is the maiden name of his wife, Linnea. So he has taken his wife's last name.
In order to try to fix the marriage.
To fix the marriage imbalance, he says.
They're going through it? So this is his solution?
He says, something I've been thinking about and talking about, and I finally went through the steps. I went to the Social Security office, my marriage certificate, and I went through the process. It was quick and easy, and it felt meaningful. Really meaningful. I found that it's been really powerful in creating ease, intimacy, and trust in my relationship. Instead, he took an astrology class with his wife, which helped him to learn more about their dynamic as a couple.
I want to be careful here because, you know, mental health is important to people. So whatever it takes sometimes for people, you know.
Yeah, it's symbolic, right?
Yeah. I mean, that ain't my thing. So, I mean, what do y'all think?
Well, my thing, for
those of us with daughters, it's a way to keep the family name alive. So we can just insist make sure your husband takes your name. That way we can keep the name alive.
How does it improve intimacy?
Thank you.
I have no idea.
That's a fair question.
We're going to have to bring Miami Dolphins running back Eric Myron on the show to ask.
Yeah.
Don't know.
Because I'm sexier as Mr. Cuevas. You're sexier as Mr. Constantine.
Well,
you know what I'm saying? That improves the bedroom mood.
I don't know.
That wouldn't do much for my wife.
Exactly.
She didn't get excited about me being Brad Stewart.
No, we're the Smiths.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we're the Carsons.
Now, I will say, there is a part of me.
Now, you do sound very sexist right now.
There's a part of me that for my nieces, right, we've talked about continuing on with the Smith name.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And for them, who at some point they'll marry off that name, I've always thought, man, that's tough.
Yeah.
You know, and then to have your guys like John expect you to do it as a woman, right? Just to expect you to drop it off and drop that maiden name, kick that on into the center.
Yeah.
Right? Just because you're jumping the broom with him.
Peace.
That's tough.
There.
When you got those kinds of demands from your man.
100%.
So I've always, I wish there was a better way we could do it and we all, you know.
Well, I'll say
could
this.
Get along with this. You but know, somebody's always going to be unhappy. And I'm not sure. We'll see. It's
Sam
in symbolic.
Is,
I appreciate
a very
Ricky's gesture.
Stubborn lot, right? And that's where Riley gets it from. And she initially wanted to do the hyphen thing.
I faced some of that as well.
Yeah. And I'm like, that to me, the hyphen thing.
Did you see Brad? It looks like it was foreign to him. He never had it at work.
Is this like Valdez Scantling?
Yeah. Like, it would be.
You see it more these days.
Yeah, you see it quite a bit in the pros.
She would have been Sam Martin Constantine. With the hyphen in
between. So what was your response to that suggestion?
I said, we're not doing that. This is a whole ass marriage.
You're really open-ended for it, huh?
So did you hear that, ladies? John put his foot down.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is a whole ass marriage. You want to do a halfway, you know, maiden name, halfway name. We're not doing that.
You're wearing the pants? Is that where you're going with that, John?
Yeah, I mean, again, my wife is very stubborn. It ain't like that in our house, all right? As much as I have to vocalize it. I say, I want to let everybody know in this house, I run it. They just kind of, they kind of look at me and laugh. That's kind of how
I know they do.
But that's how I feel in my heart.
My father would think I'm insane for doing a hyphenated anything with my name.
So you would lose respect, the respect of your father.
He would be like, Brad, what the hell are you doing with this hyphen?
But here's the thing that Jason hasn't gotten to yet. Faith's having a hard time letting go.
Oh. Well, it's funny. Like, when we're in arguments, she'll go back to, I'll notice it on Facebook, then she's Faith Cuevas again.
Oh, no.
Faith be using that Facebook to communicate, bro.
That's symbolic. So
exactly.
Funny.
She's like, Ricky, she'll use it send against
messages.
Me in this case, though, right? Instead of she goes back to her name, right? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If we've had a little bit of a fallout or we're just not
Well, you do see this in businesses where, like, my wife's, if it were Stewart were her maiden name, for example, you use that because she was 20 years into her job or 10, 15 years into your job. Sometimes they use it, but it's not legal and they don't use it a lot. It's just there.
See, I tell you, I got a good healthy marriage. You know, I'm going to be 13 years in July, thank goodness. But I'm blocked on Facebook by my wife. Now, is that a sign of one? I'm not saying, but maybe it is. You know, maybe it is that you're not on social media and meeting and having any issues. I would tell you it's probably a good thing for us.
Sometimes you mute those that are closest to you.
Yeah, it's interesting, though, that
y'all haven't muted your wife or you guys haven't muted
No,
your
I'm
wife.
Not muted her, but she doesn't do much on
no,
me.
Maybe it's not a good sign, then.
Maybe
I'm just trying to convince myself.
No, she just doesn't want to hear from you during the day.
I think it's quote unquote normal that your wife has you blocked on Facebook? No, I don't. I
here's
think that's got to get addressed.
But here's the deal. She unblocked me, but she hasn't sent a friend request.
Yeah, see, I don't know what's going on there.
What language is that?
You guys are reading too much into this, don't you think?
I think it's weird as hell that he is not friends with his wife on Facebook.
Yeah, I think that's true. With your spouse on Facebook. That's what I think.
But why don't you talk through this with her?
Faith, why did you
block
me? I would have addressed that.
Because I know why she did, Brett.
She's upset at you for something?
No.
She doesn't want to hear from you.
Because I had questions.
Yeah.
You know?
Now, Jason uncovered some things that, you know, we don't need to relitigate.
Well, no, long story short, she's going to take pictures with a girlfriend. The girlfriend has a boyfriend whose house these pictures get taken at. It's the studio.
I'm following.
Right? pics are about to come out. Faith's excited.
Yeah.
Boyfriend, who, by the way, Memphis knows. I don't need to get it. But if I said his name, you would know who
the
this is. Boyfriend says, can't wait to see the pics. Now,
whoa.
I understand whoa. That whoa. As your girlfriend.
That's a pleasantry.
I get it. And this is your girlfriend. She's doing the pictures, everything else. But there was a little bit too much. You're excited to see them. And besides, there'd been a pass made years ago.
Got it.
Okay.
Totally get it. So now,
there is history that I can put it with.
Yeah.
I had to ask questions. Otherwise, what am I? I'm going to sit there and play naive like I don't see it.
Now,
like,
did you ask the question on the post?
So I checked for that.
So you
no, I did what Brad said. I went to my wife.
Got to have a conversation.
Man to woman.
Yeah.
Wife to husband. Husband to wife.
And her response was to block your ass on Facebook so you could no longer see her interactions.
Don't say another word.
Okay.
Say less.
That's pretty much what she did. She said, don't say another word, pretty much, and blocked me.
Damn.
And that was pretty much the end of the conversation.
And this went on for how long until she unblocked you? Years?
Well, she only unblocked me here recently. I told you about that a few weeks ago.
So you just going through life.
We're at the house, meeting up every night, occasionally.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, I mean, you're a family.
Yes.
You're a husband
and
wife.
Got to eat together.
This is where
Sleep
America's
together.
Going, Ooh. Though. We don't talk to
but
each
on
other.
Social
we,
block.
We just block each other. It's going to get to the point where we don't talk to each other. We're just going to go, John, I don't like you. X.
Well, I think if he were sitting in a therapist's office, right, with Faith, that would be a big point of contention.
Well, what the therapist would understand is do you see that Jason, he's still hurt from the right?
There's the first time that there was
a history to this. So can you see it from his viewpoint?
Good.
And you see, that's what the therapist would do.
Well, so
he would make Faith, understand.
Your mind is going crazy.
But women don't do logic.
Because you're thinking about.
They don't work with the history.
You're thinking about pictures getting taken in a man's house, thinking about, you know, what that's going to look like.
That's right.
There's some real stuff there.
That's right. Some of those thoughts crossed my mind.
And then she blocked your ass.
And again, we weren't talking about some husband and wife photography team.
Oh, no.
We're talking about boyfriend, girlfriend.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. So, you know, this idea, he's not going to potentially hit on my wife, whatever.
Right.
He's hit on her before.
This is why I'm glad my wife doesn't go to male masseuses. Like, if she gets a massage, she goes to a female. It makes me feel a lot better.
We wouldn't even know if Faith did, because Jason been blocked, you know?
She'd just be blocked.
Women are so much, you know,
yeah, it's a whole
better at this than us. Better at this than us. I get emotional. You start asking questions.
But women
handle this much better. And women are probably, they're better cheaters in the end than men, too, right?
We're not trying to insinuate that, right?
Women, they're just smooth.
Yeah.
They are pretty.
Men got to go blab about somebody. Go blab the best friend or go blab the brother or something like that.
See, one of the things.
Women just be cool.
So one of the things that, if you've been a Jason and John show listener for a long time, you know this. Faith used to be a much more often recurring character on the show. And there's certainly no doubt in recent years.
She used to bring lunch. She used to bring
for the first 3 years, Jason was here, like, everybody getting lunch.
She would call in, you know. Yeah, but I think something's...
Because we had COVID, so there was that.
But now maybe now we can get back on the friends list. That's the next... You going to send ad friend? You going to send that, Joy? You going to wait for her to do it?
It won't be me. She needs to send it.
Meanwhile, she's got him driving the Mazda. He's backing that thing in carefully.
Because, again, if you understand where it's coming from, it's not a jealous heart. It's that, come on, it's inappropriate.
Yeah.
But you didn't comment on the post, though, right?
Uh-uh.
You didn't say, what's this going on here?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
No, I didn't do that. That's where you get messy.
Yeah,
it gets
very
public.
Messy.
I don't need that out there. In public. What I bring to the table here is for all of us.
Yeah.
So y'all can put me on
it's
the
couch,
help a brother out, but no, I'm not putting mess out on public.
And what I appreciate about Faith is she said, you don't have to worry about my interactions on Facebook anymore.
Blocked.
Because your ass ain't going to be able
to
see
him. I mean, that is what Lionel Hollins did, basically. Yeah. That's pretty funny when you put it that way. It wasn't funny at the time.
No.
And again, some of the tension's been relieved just because the option there to be friends again is there.
It's not
like I'm blocked. It's it. For real. This is real life.
How many husband and wives
to be married 13
so
years.
Good. Not friends on social
so
media?
Good.
That's very, I imagine not very many.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And living in a, who are still together.
Right.
And happy.
Then would call it a happy marriage.
Right. Exactly. Well, one of them would call it a happy marriage. Certainly.
Yeah, you're right. She might have a different answer.
My goodness.
She's back to Faith Cuevas today.
Yeah. I like how Faith uses that joint to communicate, though. Yeah, depending on the
like
day.
Like Ricky Williams, symbolic.
Yeah. If she's Faith Cuevas, there is trouble in paradise. If she's Faith Smith,
so true.
Things are good.
It's very true.
Things
Do you
are good.
Think this will help Ricky's marriage in the end by doing the new...
It appears so. It appears
What I like is the gesture and the willingness to try something new, right? I mean, that's what we can roll our eyes, and it's probably worthwhile. It's probably warranted to roll your eyes.
I think she probably appreciates it, right?
That's what I'm saying. It's a gesture to her that you're willing to give up a little something. That it means that much to you, the marriage. So I think it's probably a smart move on his part. It can't.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
Heard anything? You should
see me. Jason and John guests appear on the Superbook Tennessee Superphone Line, live from the Topps Barbecue Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Let's talk about fairness in the workplace and getting paid for the work you do. It's important. So if you're not receiving overtime pay, if you're having to attend required meetings without pay, if you're working through lunch breaks, or if you're a restaurant worker that's receiving server pay to clean or stock supplies, you are entitled to minimum wage and, in many cases, overtime pay.
So if you are having similar issues with your employer, you need to call our friends Robert, Rob, and Russ. What's a call going to hurt you? In this case, could really help you. They're at Grind City Law, that number 756-5997. What they've done is recovered literally millions of dollars in unpaid wages for workers. You could be next if you're in a similar situation. Again, that team at Grind City Law, they're advocates. They've spent their entire careers fighting for workers' rights. It's what they specialize in. So contact them today for a free consultation. Again, a Memphis-based law firm grinding for workers' rights nationwide. You can check them out at grindcitylaw.com or call 901-756-5997.
We're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Yeah, the latest sort of in the NBA right now,
is this this Heat Celtics series a little bit shrouded in mystery because they canceled shoot around, and the reason why you do that is because you don't want to have to issue an injury report, right? You don't want to have to say this guy is not participating because of this, this, that, and it would be painfully obvious to everybody that's at that shooting around, hey, you know, Jimmy Butler is not there, Bam Adebayo is not there, whoever. Don't you feel like it's got to be two? If it is players, right, it's got to be pretty damn significant players, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I would think so.
You're canceling shoot around.
Well, you're going to get questions about this as it is, and so there must be a reason worthy of doing it, and you'd figure that's, you know, again, having whether it's multiple guys, whatever it is, there's got to be a reason for it. And again, in this case, I'm pretty sure they get fined, whatever else, you know, not having that shoot around, that access. And so if it's worth getting fined, must be some where there's smoke, there's fire usually.
Well, the other thing, too, is that line has jumped to 3, right? So there's some speculation coming in. and you sort of see this, like, somebody is betting big money on Boston right now, right? Somebody is putting big amounts of money on Boston because they're hearing somebody's not going to be playing for the Miami Heat tonight. And that's the kind of stuff you have to look at in the market. This thing opened at 1.5. Boston minus 1.5. It was 2 this morning. Went to 2.5. Now at Superbook, for example, that is up to 3. So to me, that is just money moving in on Boston. And it's unfortunate that, you know, a series like this can be impacted. But, you know, this series has not been whole really from the start because Smart didn't play in game one. Horford didn't play in game one. Robert Williams didn't play, you know, very often in game two. He missed game three, came back in game four. So you've had guys in and out of the lineup, right? Jimmy Butler didn't come back for that second half of game three. So I think it could have been a great series. You know, it could have been a classic series between these two because they do the same things. They all switch on defense. They all have, you know, a pretty deep roster, but Hero missed game. Like, it's just guys have been in and out of the lineup, and in that way it's been very difficult to find any kind of rhythm for both of these teams. But yeah, I mean, Boston is the team that's getting the healthiest, it feels like. Rob Williams and Marcus Smart are both questionable / game time decisions, but Rob Williams played in game 4 and he was amazing. Marcus Smart came back in game 3, he was really good. So if they have anywhere close to a full roster, it's not even a debate, unfortunately. This is going to be – and I've been a Heat guy all year long, but, you know, the writing's on the wall here for the Heat.
I mean, I just saw where Udoka, Ime Udoka, the Celtics coach, first-year coach who's done a heck of a job this year, is talking about how alarming it is this constant listing of players is questionable for Miami. Apparently he just spoke, I guess, here recently because this just came out from the Sun Sentinel. But that, yeah, his frustration's building in terms of dealing with it. Listen, they've had their own. We talked about it with Marcus Smart, Robert Williams, you know what I'm saying? But it has been, what was it before game 4? Wasn't it 5-6 guys listed as questionable? And for this one, it feels like in essentially the same number. He's tired of it. He's frustrated by it. He thinks it's a, you know, ploy by Miami. But again, you got to, you know, at this point, you just got to play the cards you're dealt.
What's the best finals? The best
he can complain about.
The best finals is
probably asked about it.
Golden State Boston, right? Yeah. Of what's left,
especially if Miami's all banged up and not capable of giving you at least a decently full effort,
right?
Because again, you're talking about Kyle Lowry, Hero. Set aside this COVID stuff.
Like, yeah, Butler.
Jimmy Butler's that knee. That's the inflammation there. So, yes, from that standpoint, I just think Boston's better equipped to give Golden State a nice long competitive series, and John, we need one based on the way these conference finals have gone.
I think that could be a really good NBA finals. I really do, because there's such star power. That's the first thing, right? I love the star power of that potential series because on both teams, right? You have Steph, you have Clay, and you have Draymond, and then you have on Boston, you have Tatum, Brown, Smart if he's healthy. Like, you have some. I'm always like, that's what I want in NBA Finals. That's why I enjoyed last year's Finals, right? Because you had Giannis, who was a great story, getting to the Finals, finally breaking through. Mm-hmm. You had Chris Paul, who was also a great story. Everybody wanted to see him. Both guys, everybody wanted both guys to win, right? It was a great series. And so I'm excited for that. I remember I was in Cancun, and I had to chase down, you know, I don't remember what game it was, game 4 or game 5, but I had to chase down the only place in the damn resort that would be showing it at, like, a bar or something. And it was like this, like, the size probably of, like, that TV, it's like high all the way up. But, you know, you want a finals that is going to compel you to try to find it like that. I think Boston and Golden State is definitely going to be that, because the start. I could honestly see it going either way. I would probably bet Boston to win it, but it's also hard to ignore championship pedigree, especially for a team like Boston. Nobody's been in that spot before for them.
Well, my thing would be as on that series potentially. As important as Marcus Smart and Robert Williams are to what they do defensively,
mm-hmm.
if those guys aren't, you know, at a solid percentage in terms of health,
yep.
how can you be effective like you need to be
mm-hmm.
against an offense that potent with those guys not, you know,
yeah,
not ready to go?
Now,
like that, they better be a lot better shape. Because I watched Robert Williams. He's hurting.
He is.
Even though he's available
he's
last
very
game.
Gimpy.
Played
night.
Yeah, I mean, he runs. So how effective can he be in that series? And then we know, I mean, you've got to be. And in Dallas's case, there's a good defensive team, mm-hmm. has been all season. They're struggling with Golden State, again, when Golden State wants to win.
Right.
They're struggling as well. So you just tell me, how does Boston do it without two key pieces to that defensive effort? How did that make that a seven game? Again, I'm not sure it's going to be as tough as it might appear. For Golden State, I just think it lines up. Again, you got to catch some breaks. They are certainly the more healthy outfit than anything over in the East right now. And you got to admit, they're playing some good ball. And the one constant
mm-hmm.
in a playoffs where everything's sort of been up and down is Golden State ain't losing at home. So at least in those games, again,
right.
you think you know what you're getting. They're 8-0 in the postseason at home.
Right, but you know, you get home court at least, right, if you're Boston.
Yeah.
I mean, you do have home court.
But they've lost on their home court.
Yeah, that's very weird.
That's what I'm saying.
They're the kind of team that will lose at home.
You can go
in
there and get one of those. That's been proven. But if you can't go back to Golden State and do like you've done, winning – what, Boston had to win at Milwaukee. They've had to win at my – if you can't do that, series over. So I'm not sure I can paint it as competitive as I would like to. I think Golden State would be a – pretty significant favorite for pretty good reason.
Really?
From injury on all the way down to playing better
to me,
to the more experienced outfit that's been here before. They've knocked on those, you know, Boston to that instance. Yeah, they've been to this point a ton, Jason Tatum, this group. But past that and playing for a championship, that's a new experience.
Golden State right now at Superbook, -145.
Okay.
Celtics +225. So that is going to be like... I don't know.
Significant.
Yeah, it would. I mean,
makes sense. Everything leads to the Warriors right now.
Well, because here's the thing, right? Here's another like true disadvantage.
Significant favorite over
the
Boston.
True disadvantage that Boston is going to have is that they have never been here before. None of these guys have been in this spot. They've never been to an NBA Finals.
And part of it.
Golden State.
Right.
They do it all the time.
So give them that check, Golden State. Give them the health check. Give them the playing better check. Give them playing better at home check.
Yep. It's very difficult.
How many checks you give them, Boston?
It's very – I give them the check.
You give them a Jason Tatum check?
I give them yep.
It's possibly the best player in the series.
Jaylen Brown is better than Klay right now. More dependable right now. I'm not saying he will be.
I'm not going to argue that, but we're not done.
Let's see. Depth, I think, is kind of a push. You know, I think Porter, when he's healthy – and then, like, their eighth guy could be, like, Kuminga or somebody like that. I'll give him a push because Derek White, Pritchard, you know, it's pretty close, right? You have some contributors coming off that bench for the Boston Celtics. Tyus Babbage. Tyus straight Babbage, barbecue chicken. But, like, I don't necessarily think you have to have, like, Robert Williams you need against the Heat because Bam, right? You don't have that interior guy necessarily that will hurt you scoring wise with the Golden State Warriors. They have Looney will get like boards and stuff, but like the Celtics go pretty big, you know, like Jason Tatum's a big guy, Jaylen Brown's a big guy, Horford's a big guy, you know. I think it would be competitive, but I'm with you in that, you know.
It's funny, you know, nobody's mentioned Andrew Wiggins, who's averaging like 20 this
true.
series.
Warrior,
we don't even talk about him. First, it was all-star starter.
Yeah,
I mean, talk about Steph and Clay. Wiggins has been
that's fair. Wiggins
that he deserves
has been better than
yep.
Andrew Wiggins has the best plus minus in the playoffs. At least he did going into last night.
Wow.
Of anybody in the whole entire playoffs.
I didn't have that stat nugget when I gave him a respect burger on Monday.
Yeah, so
that's pretty
true.
Impressive.
I mean, Wiggins has been really and by the way, like they got blown out last night, so it didn't matter. But if you watch in the first half, like he was making jump shots that you just would never think he would be making. Like
it's a different level of
he's
confidence.
He's really, really good.
Yeah.
He's a really, really good
basketball
player.
He's a winner now.
So yeah, no, I'm with you. I do think I do think Wiggins could be a difference, because you're gonna give everything they can handle with Tatum and Brown. We know that. Who's gonna be the third guy?
It's whether it's Marcus Smart or not, because on some nights offensively,
right,
he's shown up, but again, with the health, you don't even know if he's gonna be there.
Right.
When he's been John offensively, dude's been good.
No, I hate to say it,
but again, you can't give him that check.
I think there are going to be spots to where we can make
Wiggins,
money on Boston.
Poole, got all kinds of third options with Golden State. Who knows if you get it with Boston?
Yeah, defensively is the only place they're going to have to really smother. And again, if you don't have a healthy Marcus Smart, that's going to change that up completely. Because Derek White's just not the same in terms of his defensive ability. He's just not. He's a good six man. He's a great six man. That was a good deal at the deadline they got with Derek White. But
if Boston wins tonight, you think it's done in six?
Yes.
Back home?
Yes.
All right. That's where then you'll be with me.
Yeah, because I think you're like,
come on home.
It does feel like it's falling apart, you know.
I'm not sure how much of the COVID stuff I'm buying,
but it's all part of it.
We already knew they're banged up.
They're banged up now. They have COVID issues. There's something going on, dude. They're not having a shoot around. So
no, that's true.
Something is happening. They're trying to you know, hold on to whatever advantage they have right now. We don't want you to just prepare for no Jimmy,
that's,
for no.
And
man.
That's what Udoka's frustrated about.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
A lot of companies in Memphis are hiring. So many that you might not know where to go first, right? Where your skills are going to fit the best, where you're going to get paid the most. We've got the perfect solution for anyone out there in that boat or even looking for a new career job change called Millennium Search.
Yeah, they hire for the very best companies that Memphis and the Mid-South have to offer. We can't say the names, but you can figure it out. Shoes and apparel, shipping, medical, tools, healthcare. These are the best of the best companies in Memphis.
Yep, and your better paying job with those best of the best companies all start one place, Millennium Search. Their incredible team over there is going to get to know you, get you in spots best for you. All you got to do is get the web address, and it is.
And it is.
JobsWithTheBest.com.
Hey.
JobsWithTheBest.com.
If you or someone you know needs to start earning more immediately, they got you. They have immediate openings in Byhalia, Mississippi for general warehouse positions and forklift operator positions starting between $15 and $18 an hour. Call this number today, 662-985-6690. That's 662-985-6690. Go with the best today. Start earning more tomorrow. Earlier today, we did also bring the news to you that Desmond Bane got that third place vote. Everybody's trying to find it. Everybody's trying to sniff it
out.
They
on it now?
Who is it? Who is it? Some people are theorizing that it's Frank Isola for whatever reason. I'm not sure. But again,
Isola, very high? He must have been high on Bane this year.
Yeah.
He was very vocal in that, apparently.
Yeah, I don't know. It's
I'd like to know if our man DeMichael Cole has a vote, which would make some sense. He'd be the CA. He's the Grizzlies beat writer for them. Drew Hill with the Daily Memphian has one. Would make some sense that DeMichael would have the CA's vote. So there's a possibility there. Again, Drew didn't do it, and that, you can't pin it on DeMichael Cole. I'm curious to see. My guess is it's an out-of-towner, because that's the thing about being a beat writer, right, and sending in votes on these, is that you run the risk of looking a little homerish when you just pick your guys. And so typically, especially if not deserved, you don't go that route.
Mm-hmm.
And so my guess is this is going to be some out-of-town guy that's just got a – maybe from Texas.
Texas or Indiana?
Maybe from Texas, out of that market. Right?
Or Indiana.
I'll tell you what, I've actually found
The list?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Let's
it's
go
public.
Through it.
Here we go.
I got to find it, though. Okay, let's see. Is this 13?
Take your time.
Yeah.
Because
it's like a graph you have to follow,
it breaks
right?
Breaks it down, huh?
Well, it's public, right?
Oh, we got an answer.
It looks like it is going to be...
See, my suspicions are correct. Out of
Mark Jackson. I think it's Mark Jackson, man. If I'm following this correctly.
The Mark Jackson?
Yes. Yes.
That is fantastic.
Mark Jackson.
And that you could uncover that here as we're about to go off. That's news, John. That's fantastic. Mark Jackson.
Oh, wait. Sorry. No.
Oh thanks a lot for
getting wrong line.
All right. Well,
hold on.
You can read the file.
It's going to be somebody we don't know.
It was Frank Isola.
Frank Isola.
It was him. Sorry, they were separated by a line, but it was Frank Isola.
Frank Isola. Is he from New York? He's the big columnist there, right?
What did Frank Isola this year say about Desmond Bain? It must have been must have been even crazier than yours, Brad.
I should figure out how to get him on the show tomorrow. Isola.
I watch him quite a bit. We watch him quite a bit on.
He's always on Around the Horn.
Yeah, Around the Horn. Yeah.
Almost every. He's like one of their staples.
Frank Isola.
Respect, though. I mean, he gets a respect burger, you know.
Yeah.
But they Kofi on Twitter says he had the most unhinged vote.
That's going to qualify, bro. Okay?
Yeah.
Because those other guys on that list, they were all-star candidates. You know, DeJounte Murray got one vote. He's a guy, I mean, come on. Like, so I have to question Frank a little bit here.
I
didn't think there was anybody that in America that loved Desmond Bain more than Brad. It's clear that Frank Isola does.
Which is respect, you know. I mean, again, you like what you like in this world, brother. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You like what you like in this world.
Hey, I don't feel as bad now that I would have voted for him, you know, because Frank Isola.
I don't think you would have. I don't think you would have sat down and sent that in.
I'm not some Isola here.
Because you got to sit down and you got to actually look at, you know, you got to sit down and look. All right, 15 players, right? I mean, you have a lot to pick from, like Jimmy Butler, right? Jimmy Butler is a third team guy over Desmond Bain.
Well, I mean. You know, LeBron James is on the third team.
Well, yeah, they beat the Lakers three times, though. So, I mean, I just think
LeBron James is coming off an MVP-ish season.
Yeah.
Okay, I've set the tweet off, and hopefully he'll DM me.
Yeah, tell Frank come on in Memphis since he loves us so much down here.
I want to hear what he says, though, like, because I think that's important to hear. Like,
I think what he's going to tell you is that he thinks Desmond Bane is the greatest shooter of this generation,
I think he might be.
And I think that's how you find yourself on that group, within that group, is that he's the best. I mean, look, he did shoot almost damn 50% from three, man, in the playoffs.
Dude.
Like,
don't put him in the top 15.
But it's not time. There's a time and a place, you know. It's a little bit like Ja giving him the most improved player award. Like, it's just not yours. It's not rightfully yours. So even though maybe it should be, it's Ja's. Ja can't just give it to you, you know. It's not the way it works.
Man got the same number of votes as Kyrie.
Crazy.
Love
crazy.
It.
That's going to do it for us today. Thanks to Mark Giannata for joining us on the show today. Heat Celtics right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. That number's up to three, folks. That number's up to three because of all the COVID uncertainty, all the injury uncertainty. So we shall see. Giannata and Jeffrey are up next. Stick around. Don't miss it.
What up, y'all? It's your boy, Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host, Harrison Sanford, on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.